Hi, everyone. My name is Hank Schless, and welcome to 5-Minute Fridays, where we highlight one story from the cybersecurity world that you should know about. This week, we're going to talk about Bad Bazaar, an advanced surveillanceware that's now being developed for iOS. Researchers in the Lookout Threat Lab recently discovered further development of Bad Bazaar, a piece of mobile surveillanceware developed by China's APT-15 that targets Uyghur Muslims in China as well as Muslim populations elsewhere, such as in Turkey and Afghanistan. The goal appears to be to track what the Chinese government calls pre-criminal activities, which aligns with their typical reasoning that public safety is why they conduct invasive surveillance on certain populations, both domestically and abroad. So before we jump into the malware, I think it's important that we do a quick dive into APT-15 and really what pre-criminal activity means. So APT-15 is a Chinese state-level threat actor, and they've been around for nearly 20 years, according to a number of cyber espionage experts. The group has a long track record of conducting surveillance of other government entities, NGOs, and diplomats on behalf of the Chinese government. They're also known to deploy a combination of phishing attacks and malware to compromise target networks, infrastructure, and devices. So when you think about it, it makes sense that they would turn their focus to mobile devices as they evolve with the rest of the world, as we're now seeing with Bad Bazaar. So pre-criminal activity is the term that the Chinese government uses for indicators of behavior that could lead to civil unrest. In this surveillance state that China has built, this type of activity could range from visiting certain websites, ordering certain items online, or interacting with others in certain ways over text message or other chat platforms. It's a way for them to flag risk, but it's also safe to say that it can be an overly invasive and, in the opinion of many, a way to that they violate basic rights to privacy for people who haven't actually committed any crimes in the past. So going back to this discovery, Lookout researchers had previously discovered and disclosed information about Bad Bazaar for Android in November of 2022. It now appears that APT-15 is developing it for iOS devices as well, which greatly expands their reach and opens up an entirely new population of mobile device users that can be spied on. In its current state, the iOS variant can exfiltrate personal data from the victim's device, including the device type, its location, the OS version, and its local IP. But it's interesting to note there are a couple of things about this discovery in particular. The first is how it's deployed, and as is frequently the case, this malware masquerades as a legitimate app, which in this case was an app called Tibet One. Clearly, based on the name, this is an app meant to appeal to Tibetans. This makes sense because there are about 5,000 Tibetan Muslims living in China. So it aligns with the idea that the Chinese government wants to spy on these individuals as part of their greater objective to control and survey the mainland Muslim population. It's also interesting to note that this iOS variant appears to be in early development. This is based on the fact that some of its functionality seems to be partially built out. For example, it requests ad-only access to the user's photo library, which it could use to download images to the local photo library on that infected device. But if you look at other similar pieces of surveillanceware, access to the photo library is usually a two-way street, where the threat actor also wants to be able to pull photos off of the victim's device, not just add them. And taking it a step further, this could also indicate that APT-15 is working on ways to exfiltrate additional files from the victim's device. This would, again, align it more closely with typical surveillanceware that tries to pull information like SMS messages, call logs, locally stored data, contacts, you name it, and more. So Lookout researchers will continue to track the development of Bad Bazaar and whether the iOS variant continues to evolve in a more advanced surveillanceware. But for now, that's today's 5-Minute Fridays. Thank you for listening and stay safe.